it's not without a note of caution. You know, we're going in against a Galway team that got to the two national finals last year, Division One and the All Ireland. So, you know, it's a very formidable outfit, and it's definitely going to be a challenge for us, and it's going to be it's no cakewalk by any stretch of imagination, even as a home game. So there's a wee bit of trepidation from that viewpoint. But look, we're really looking forward to it. They're always lovely occasions for the girls to be involved in, and they're great occasions for the LGFA to be part of in terms of the overall development of the game.
What are the pluses?
It's bringing the game to a whole new audience that do not see ladies football. That's the big thing. You know, the amount of times I have met people in the last couple of years who've seen us play just as part of a doubleheader and would say, God, we had no idea the quality of the game was so good. We had no idea that so-and-so was such a good player, that so-and-so was, you know, as skillful as they are. The game itself is as skillful as they are. The athleticism of the girls and the conditioning, you know, that the condition that they're in has, you know, blown people away over the last number of years. And that's something that, you know, certain segments of the GAA fraternity wouldn't see if they hadn't been part of a doubleheader. So that's the big thing. I think for us as a team, it's great to be involved in and days where the pressure rises a bit because of the crowd and because of the occasion. Last year we had a doubleheader with Throne in the first round of the Ulster Championship, and this year we're looking like, fingers crossed, it'll be something similar. Both ourselves and the men are home to Throne on the first weekend, the 17th of May. So if we can get the Ducks lined up, that'll be a doubleheader as well, hopefully. So, you know, that comes with it, a bit of added pressure on the day for the girls. So it's great for them to have been part of doubleheaders prior to that, to get the experience out of it and to take a wee bit of the nervousness out of it. We also have a number of new girls in the game this year, so it's very new to them to have to deal with these occasions. So listen, it's a win-win for us in so many ways.
Would you like to see more of them?
Well, I think so. Look, there's lots of different competitions vying for these key slots. You know, you've got your under-20s and you've got your minors and things like that have historically been played on alongside the men's things. But I think the senior men and senior women, their calendars kind of align pretty well for it to happen, probably more so than the underage. But listen, I think it's a shop window for whether it be the GAA or the LGFA, you know, to showcase their talents and their qualities. The senior game is where the crowds are coming to. It's where all the attention is, and you know, people will come to watch the Donegal senior team that won't watch anybody else. And if you can get your underage teams or your women's team out before that, you're bringing that team to an audience that they wouldn't have otherwise have got. So listen, it's a win-win, and from a ladies' perspective, we're lucky. We have this one. We have another one in 3 weeks. We're home to Cork and Ballyshannon as a curtain raiser to the men's game against Monaghan. So you know, that's two, and I think that'll, you know, stand us in good stead, I say, if the Tyrone doubleheader comes off in Balbuffet.
Anyway, two games in, a defeat and a victory, a great big win down in Waterford last weekend.
Yeah. Look, high drama, high tension. You know, you can say on one hand we were quite fortunate to get a goal in the 66th minute to win the game, but you know, you can also say we were unfortunate to be in this predicament in the first place, because we were, you know, 2 points up going down the straight the last couple of minutes. We'd just hit the crossbar and Waterford went down and got a goal that you know, possibly shouldn't have got. There was a wee bit of controversy. The ref blew the whistle as the wee Waterford girl was kicking the ball, so you know, our girls would have stopped and the ball went in the top corner, and there's a wee bit of controversy, and you know, our girls would have felt a bit hard done by. So I think we got the rub of the green then by the referee. He realised that he may not have handled the situation brilliantly, and he might have played a couple extra minutes that he may not have played had the goal not gone in. So it was a very enjoyable day, and you know, getting the victory in the end definitely shortened the journey, and but look, very proud of the girls, the efforts. It's no easy thing. You know, we would have travelled down Friday night, the girls would have went to work, and we got in the bus, and it's a 6-7 hour journey down on the Friday night to, you know, stay in a strange bed in a hotel. We got there 10 o'clock and you're up at 8, get your breakfast and way down the road to Dungarvan, and you play the game at 12. So you know, that's not easy, and you know, Waterford on the back of a brilliant one the week before against Galway, so they were riding high, and I'm sure they were targeting this as a game that they needed to win in terms of retaining their own position in Division 1. So listen, there's a lot of things stacked against us, and very proud of the girls. They played with the Gale Force one in the first half and scored 5 points, and played against the Gale in the second half and scored 2-5. So they showed, you know, a real bit of steel and a bit of character, and you know, that bit's very pleasing with 6 or 7 new girls in, you know, that are in the first campaign, and for them to, you know, to fight tooth and nail the way they did was very pleasing, and look, I was just very proud of their efforts in the day.
As you said, Galway would be a different kettle of fish. Obviously, they got the loss to Waterford the first day out, but certainly they came back last week with a bang.
They did, and you know, Galway are a top outfit. They're you know, been kingpins in Connacht for the last two or three years, and you know, making national finals as a league in All Ireland regularly over the last couple of years as well. So look, I suppose, next to ourselves and like a lot of the top teams, you know, they're definitely missing a number of players at the minute, so they're maybe just not as formidable as they are at high season, but it'll still be a huge challenge for us, and a great learning curve for us in terms of us as management learning about the players, and for the players themselves learning about how the intercounty game is played, and to play against a top side like Galway will be of great benefit to them.
And team-wise, how are you fixed? I know as we speak, some of your ladies getting ready to play a college game.
Yeah, the RSMLYT are playing their championship now against DCU today, and Niamh Boyle is playing for NUA Galway tomorrow, and I think Tara Hegarty's playing in Dublin as well. So, listen, we have a few playing, but look, everybody's in the same boat. We're not different than anybody else, and as I say, you know, we're not missing any more than anybody else is missing at this time of year, and you know, every other team has college players playing, so it's a pretty level playing field. But look, we have what we have. We have a relatively small squad at the minute. We're working off 23-24 players, and quite a bit of an experience in that. There's probably 9 or 10 that are new to the intercounty scene within that. So it's exciting for them, and it's, you know, it's daunting, but it's we have a group that we're very happy with. We have a couple of very, you know, very very seasoned players and experienced campaigners, the likes of Geraldine and Nicole McLaughlin and Emery Galler and Deirdre Foley's, you know, playing the football of her life. So it's great to have those kind of girls. About Emma Corey has come back in. She would have played a couple of years ago, had a rough enough time with injury, and she was got the goal at the tail end last week. So it's good to have her back. So look, we have a mixture of very very young youth, and we'll call them middle of the road youth, because you know, the older girls are all in their mid 20s. You know, our average age is very young at the minute. So it's a nice blend, and hopefully we've get everybody through the college games this weekend. We should have a clean bill of health.
And tell me, what are you looking forward to for the weekend? What would be a good outing?
Oh well, listen, to get the 3 points would be brilliant. You know, nobody wants to get relegated, and while you know, it's not the be all or end all for us. You know, the getting relegated or getting to a league final, you know, it's all relative to the grand scheme of things, and that's, you know, finding a couple of footballers that have quoted themselves well in the league that you can consider championship players. That's the main goal. That's the number one objective of a league campaign. But look, if we could get the 3 points, it'd be great. Otherwise, you know, you want to see a good solid performance. You want to see the girls that are able to stand up to the conditions of the elements. It's not going to be pretty in February. It never is. You know, it's a big wide pitch in Letterkenny, very demanding. You want people who are able to, you know, who are able to cover the ground and show the appetite and hunger to get up and down in that big massive field. So, you know, all those things are important, and you know, Galway are going to come with a couple of fabulous players, Roisin Leonard, Tracy Leonard, and we want to see if we have defenders that can handle them, and that's all the things you're looking out for. So look, there's, I suppose, plenty of wee subplots, but if we could get the 3 points, we'd be delighted.